Welcome back to the Espresso Boys Podcast, a podcast about nothing, where we talk about everything. I am your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
I am your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl, hyphen Holly.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you and we love you very much, and it means a lot that you support us. On today's episode, we are going to tell some little stories.
Yeah, we got just a couple quick little things that I think are funny to share.
And wait, we also
and have something.
Yeah, are going to be talking about the recent controversy with James Gunn,
the Guardian of the Galaxy's
director. Writer. I think he's a writer and director.
All right.
Yeah, let's get right into the Brax Tax.
Business.
First things first, and I haven't talked about it for a while because I'm still kind of recovering, but...
You good?
I did not hear back from Steve-O.
Oh,
a few people have asked me.
Yeah.
Steve-O did not return my calls.
This is an opportunity, a good one, to just shamelessly plug Camellia Coffee Roasters. They have a wonderful shop in Sacramento. You can look it up. I don't know the street off the top of my head because this is random plug and wasn't planned, but anyways, Camellia Coffee Roasters, go in your, if you're in Sacramento, go check out their shop. They're amazing and great. But anyways, they made a cool video on their Instagram page. You can follow them at Camellia Coffee Roasters on Instagram. And I was like, what, like, cool video, I like the song, I like what you do, you guys are great and amazing and awesome. And all they responded with, where's Steve-O? I'm like,
oh,
I wish I could tell you.
They listen.
I wish I could tell you. And apparently no luck.
No.
In that one. Big
no
fat
luck.
No luck.
I will meet Steve-O one day.
Okay. How?
You can bet your ass.
Oh my gosh, dude, you said the word.
I'll meet Steve-O one day.
Well, dude, you know what? Who needs Steve-O?
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
Screw that guy.
He's never done anything good for me.
I love you.
I love you.
Also, we have a Patreon. You should go check it out. Check us out on there. We have different tiers you can donate at. Each tier will have, you get different things. Like, for instance, you can get some free coffee. And by free, I mean you give us money for coffee. We have cool stickers. We got stuff like that.
Yeah.
Go check it out. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter at The Espresso Boys. Oh, our Patreon is /TheExpressiveBoys.
Patreon.com/TheExpressiveBoys.
Yes.
We got cool stuff on there for sure. I'd like to have just like an army of stickers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think what we're going to purchase next, maybe some microphone lapels.
I'm in.
So that's what that money's going towards. We're going to start making more videos. I know we keep saying that, but you know, it's hard to get the right timing, but we're going to make some videos. We got some good ideas. Microphone lapels. That's what your money goes towards every time. Every month, we just keep buying microphone lapels. So many.
We have a garage full of them.
Anyways, www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. Our Instagram page, The Espresso Boys. Our
Twitter,
The Espresso Boys. Facebook, The Espresso Boys. MySpace, The Espresso Boys. YouTube, The Espresso Boys. Do we have a YouTube?
Yeah.
YouTube, The Espresso Boys. Actually, you should go. Yeah.
Oh, there's one video.
What is it?
The intro video for our Patreon.
So there you go. But you should go follow it. Go on YouTube right now. You can click this out of your phone. You can click out of your phone. This is going to continue to play. Go on to that nice YouTube app. Look up The Espresso Boys. Probably all one word.
Yeah.
And just hit subscribe with the bell icon. Do that for us right this moment because we will be making videos very, very soon. I made this video recently. It's like an audio book type of thing, and it's only funny if you know I'm a cutie pie off of League of Legends and Twitch, so it's not worth plugging because I doubt any of you do. But anyways, I made that. Our boy Jeremy was quick to comment on that, and then he hit me up. He's like, we need to make some videos as the Espresso Boys and Jeremy collab, and I say yes and amen to that. So anyways, we got plans.
Yeah,
baby, it's gonna go down, and I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a fun little venture.
Should we just jump right into your story?
Yeah, so this isn't a very long story.
Okay, that's okay.
But it was one of the most baller moments I've been a part of.
Okay.
Can I tell you that right now?
Yes.
So recently, a few months ago, I went to Rhode Island, and we were setting up a church. So Mike and I went there as part of MAST, And Mike's the owner of Mast, for those of you who do not know. Sweet, sweet boy.
It is Mast Coffee.
Mast Coffee. So anyways, we were setting up a church up there with equipment. They were just about to open up their cafe for the first time inside their church. So we got them espresso machines, drip, all the essentials for some good coffee.
Yeah.
So we went up there, and for like 2 days, we were just setting up and training and pretty much just glued to our projects at hand. And then like on the end of the second day or something like that, we had that night free. So the people that we were with, super cool group of people. They were all like our age kind of people. And they're like, you guys want to go out and like do something? Like, what do you guys want to do? And we're like, you know, Boston's down the road. Can we go check that place out? And they're like, oh, heck yeah. So we go out to Boston that night, and super cool little town. And they just take us to like basically kind of like the Walnut Creek area, mm-hmm. where it's just shopping centers and restaurants and that kind of stuff. So kind of that area. And we were trying to find some food to eat, and we were asking them like, what's good around here? And they gave like the everything. And I'm like, well, you got to give us something. Yeah. Like, what's Boston known for? And I think we ended up going to this Italian place, which is probably good, right? Like, they were closer to Italy on that side of the country. So, but first off, I think it was like a Friday night or something like that. Maybe it was Saturday or something. It was a busy night of the week. And we go and we try like 3 or 4 different restaurants, and we're walking this whole time. So it's like we're walking miles just to try to find a restaurant mm-hmm. that isn't booked up. And we had like 7 people with us or 8 people. It was a party for sure. And so we go to this one restaurant. We walk in. It looked kind of nice or whatever, but we're like, we just want to eat. So we'll spend a couple extra bucks if we have to. Go into this one restaurant, and we're like, hey, we got a party of 8. Let's just say it was 8. Got a party of 8. A couple of them look at us and say, no, no, no. And they send us on our way. And we're like, wow, all right, that was something. Wait,
because of the way
you
weren't dressed properly?
Yeah, probably that. Like, we weren't, like, up to code as far as, you know, fancy levels go. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then I think the fact that we were a party of 8 unexpectedly, that probably got a little nervous, you know. So that happened a couple times.
Do you know who I am?
Do you have any idea? So that happened a couple times, which was not... it was just like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So anyways, we finally get to this one restaurant. There was a couple of girls in the group, and they were going in and asking for seats in these other restaurants previously. And so Mike used that, as we called it, that California charm. Goes in, and if you don't know this guy, get to know him. You're going to love him immediately because he's
a charmer.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. He's a likable guy. Everything
he has my heart.
Yeah, easy. right there in the palm of his hand. So anyways, he goes in, he uses that little California charm on this person. And like, this is a smaller restaurant than we've been to recently, packed to the brim, as far as we can tell. And people are already waiting outside. Goes in few minutes later, comes back out. He's like, I got it. And we're like, oh, this legend right here. So anyways, we go in, we have this table set up for us, and everything on the menu is like 14, 15. No, wait, dude, that's more than that. It was probably like 20 something bucks for like a plate, you know, your entree. And so I'm expecting Mike's paying for us. Like, that's cool. And then it's going to be one of those awkward moments. Like, sorry, waiter. Start splitting up some tabs. Yeah. So we're eating. We get a couple appetizers as well. Like, the table kind of splits the appetizers, get some drinks, eat some food, do the whole thing. And then a couple hours go by, and the bill comes. And it's like $360 or something, like bonkers. And Mike goes ahead, gets up, grabs a bill, goes to the waiter, pays for the whole thing outright, and then like sits back down. And so at this point, he like kind of did it covertly rather.
Yeah.
And like, just like he was going up to use the restroom, so no one was really paying attention. We're like, oh, we'll get to the bill when we get there. We're having nice conversations. And then he comes, sits back down. They're all looking for the bill, like, oh, where'd it go? And Mike's just like, I got it, no worries. Like, all good. Like, you guys been treating us super well. It's our treat. And easily the most baller thing I ever seen. Just laid down that credit card, said, I got this one, like $300-something. Didn't bat an eye, like not even worried about it. So one day when I get big and tall, that's what I would like to do, is just pay for a lot of people's meals and feel like nothing. It was not a big deal. Hey. And you know, they walked away. Like, this is why people love Mike too, because he pays for expensive things. But he also, it was just like, no worries, got you. Like,
that
taking care of us.
So much more baller than the bill coming and you going, Hey, I got it, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly.
No, no. I got it, guys.
Please, everyone,
put your cards
everyone
back.
Put your wallets
Come
away
on,
here.
Let me do
we
it.
We got you covered. No one's reaching for their wallets. No, this is just like, didn't even just, maybe the bill didn't even hit the table. I think he might have just gone up and paid for it. I don't remember exactly those parts of the details. Yeah. All I remember is I immediately text Samantha and I said, I just witnessed the most baller thing I've ever seen. And that was it. I mean, like, again, we might have, you know, millionaire. I know we have a bunch of millionaire listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get it. That's $300.
Patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But at that $300, you're like pocket change. But
Not for me.
I would have been a scary bill for sure. So that was cool. But then we also, okay, let me just continue with this adventure. We took a train from Boston to New York. Excuse me. We didn't. We took a bus. Did I tell you this already?
No.
All right. I don't want to like repeat content here.
I don't think so.
But we took a bus to Boston from Boston to New York. And originally we were supposed to take a train. And I was excited for the train because we're already 4 hours. What's the time difference? I think we're 4 hours ahead over there. So, or is it the opposite? Either way, we're waking up more sleepy. Yeah. That's what it is. So that time zone, 3 hours. Doesn't matter. I was excited for the train because I'm like, you know what? We had like a couple crazy days. We're just going to be able to crash on the train. It was like a 2 hour trip or something like that. No problem. We'll sleep and it'll be great. And then I look at the tickets on Mike's phone. Now, Mike is not an organized guy. Well, no, he's not an organized guy. He's not a good planner for things. He just sort of gets things done like as they come to him, right? So I was not skeptical, but I also was not surprised when I found out it was a bus ticket, not a train. And so the bus line was Peter Pan, and when we were telling the people in the cafe, like, hey, yeah, we got, I guess it's not a train, it's the Peter Pan bus, and the first person that heard us said, you don't want to fall asleep on that bus, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me right now, and like, nope, do not want to fall asleep on that bus, and make sure you have your eyes on all of your luggage. I'm like, this is my nightmare. This is the worst thing that could ever happen right now in this moment, but it wasn't that bad, but it was, we got there, the train station took us right to Times Square, and it was raining very hard, and we had to walk a mile and some change to our hotel room, which was a very weird hotel. But anyways, Newark was fun. It was also cool because, again, that time difference was there, and if it was 12 o'clock here, that's what it was. If it was 12 o'clock here, it was 9 o'clock there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Something like that.
But either way, we ended up staying out like until 1 or 2 o'clock there over on their time.
Yeah.
And we felt good. But like, we're cool. We were chilling because it wasn't that late. But it was also very surreal walking through Times Square with very few people on the street. It was quite the moment. So anyways, it's called culture. Maybe you've heard of it.
No, I haven't. I have a little story. Mine's very short, though. But I could talk slow.
Okay.
I got home from work last night from the cafe, walked into my home.
Yeah.
And my family was sitting.
Whom you love.
Well.
Okay.
My family.
Okay.
Was sitting. Don't put words in my mouth, please.
Sorry.
And I walk in, they were listening to an episode of our podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was the one where we talked about my brother's wedding.
Oh, okay.
He was there. So.
Oh, okay.
But I walk in, and I was like, oh, turn this off. I don't want to listen to this. And they're like, all right. So they turned off. And my little brother comes over. He's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Just shout out to Jacob. And
nice.
He said, Caleb. I said, yeah. And he said, stop saying the penis word.
How many times have you said that?
I don't
that?
Know. I didn't think that many, but apparently.
Or is this just something that he just had like the boldness to do in front of family? Like this is a safe place to maybe that's something. Maybe you're saying some real foul words at home, Caleb.
I think when we talked about Steve-O, we'd said penis.
Dude.
Sorry. We said the P word a couple of times because Steve-O is very, how do I say this? He's very one with his body.
Sure. That was poetic.
Yeah. So yeah, we are not allowed to say, and this is the last time I'm going to say it, just so you're clear on what we're not allowed to say.
Yeah,
we're not allowed to say the word penis.
Yikes.
Anymore on this podcast.
Yikes.
All right.
Okay. I want to start a meme account.
Okay.
Because here's why. This is all credit due to, Samantha and her brother, But we have this group chat with Samantha, her brother, his girlfriend, and myself. And the chat's called Black Ties Optional. And doesn't that right off the get-go already sound good?
Yeah.
Because I'm in page, right? But it's they just always are sending memes to each other. Mm-hmm. And I just want to start the page. We have 530 different memes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got a full year if we post one every single day. And I want to start this meme or this meme page because have you ever followed meme pages and you just get slimed with some like that you like feel awkward about following it because maybe they're posting a little bit of content on there that it's like, wait, that wasn't supposed to be on. Like this is a wholesome page. I thought,
yeah,
no. Here's this fill in the blank to make you feel real weird in front of your mom. You know what I mean? Like you're just trying to scroll through Instagram.
Like the old GameCube one. You familiar with that?
No.
You remember the old GameCube intro? It's that. And then right before it hits the last note, it cuts to like inappropriate sounds.
Right. And I'm just like, that ain't
right. I'm just trying to follow some memes.
I'm trying to have some fun. You know what I mean? I had a long day. I just want to relax on the couch with me and my memes. So we're going to start one. It's called Black Ties Optional.
I'm in.
And no slime.
No slime.
You know, safe stuff.
If there's any slime, it's all Nickelodeon slime.
It's all Nickelodeon slime. That's great. So that's that. This is also not on topic. This is a completely separate thing.
Wait, I have something that's a little on topic.
Okay, yeah, no, go ahead. Your podcast, I guess.
We used to have an Instagram page back in the day called The Boys Are Out.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of boys had access to this and anybody would just post anything.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun. And you should think about doing that with your wife and brother-in-law or whoever it was.
That's what we're doing.
Just like anyone could post anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, anything that they would send to the group chat, you're good to
just
send.
Put it there.
Yeah.
And then also, are you familiar with Finstas?
Sounds really familiar.
It's like a fake Instagrams.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
people make a
second one and they post like dumb stuff on there.
Which feels weird.
Yeah, I'm not about it.
No.
But there is one that followed me, and I think it's somebody I must know.
Okay.
It's called the Finsta We've All Been Waiting For.
Right.
That's the number 4.
Oh, good.
I don't follow it.
Because you're scared.
Yeah.
You're scared to see what's on the other side.
I keep having people like text me a screenshot and be like, do you know who this is? And I don't. And so if you're out there, the Finsta we've all been waiting for, hit us up. Okay.
Yeah. You want to plug on this? You want to plug on the Expressive Boys? The only way that you're going to get
a plug.
What's the name
the
called?
The Finsta we've all been waiting for.
There is no way you're getting a plug, quote, at the Finsta we've all been waiting for until you reach out to us.
Yeah, so reach out to us, the Finsta we've all been waiting for.
Because otherwise, the Finsta we've all been waiting for. You want this plug? You want this sweet, sweet plug? You want the Expresso Boys bump? The Finsta we've all been waiting for? You have to reach out to us.
And I'm
going to
bleep all those out.
And you should. That'd be hilarious. You just get the first little bit, the first little example of the story. Good. Yeah, so you want some more of this sweet plug?
Yeah, right. The Finsta we've all been waiting for.
The Finsta we've all been waiting for. Who do you think you are? You think you just sneak into our podcast without proper respect?
Yeah, right.
Forget it. Forget about it.
What were you going to say before I rudely interrupted you on my podcast?
Jake Taylor on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. And we're going to do something that him and I are going to talk about basketball. And you're going to sit on the side, unless you have something to share. Because you love basketball?
Yeah, did you see Donald Trump tweeted at LeBron James?
You want to talk about that?
I thought it was so funny.
Funny. That is quality content.
Yeah, I was into that. That's what I call basketball.
That's what I call basketball. Dude, I don't care what your political view is.
That was so
funny. At this
point,
you just got to get a good laugh out of it. Like, what is he accomplishing when he does that kind of stuff? Like, it doesn't, again, political, you can love him or hate him, but those are the kinds of moments where you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's no way to defend that.
No, he made LeBron James look smart, which is hard to do. Jeez. Did you see what he did? Did you see like what that interview was about in regards to like the fact that it was for the I Promise campus that he opened up?
No.
So, dude, that thing is like amazing. It's Akron. Oh, is that Akron or Akron?
I don't know.
Anyways, it's in Ohio. And it's like free tuition to whoever goes, free college tuition to whoever goes to that school. You know, free lunch. Breakfast, lunch, and dinners, transportation's free, like just all this ridiculous stuff for these kids to be able to do. And their school time is from like 8 to 5. And that was super intentional to make it those longer days because they're like, we want people who are here to feel safe to be like safe being here. And, you know, like if you're here, you're growing in one way or the other.
Yeah.
And, you know, our goal is to be able to have you spend as much time with you as possible so that you can, you know, grow.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible school. And then Daddy D comes in hot, guns a-blazing. And it's because LeBron James called him a bum back in the day. And that was brought up in this interview. And so he had more stuff to say about it. But wow, I just was like, good golly, Miss Molly.
And then Melania like defended LeBron.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I could find it. But she defended him. And then like Michael Jordan defended LeBron.
Wait, what did she say?
Let me see. I could find it. You keep talking. No pressure.
nope. Yeah. We also are going to have some cousins of mine. They're making a game. He works at 2K in Novato, and she does like a bunch of cosplay stuff and is super talented. And they're making a video game, and we're going to have them on the podcast
soon.
What's
the video game?
It's basically, I don't know what their title is yet. They're still pretty early in the development of it, but essentially you're a red panda that like has a bazooka, and you go around and you're like freeing all of their, like, I think what the idea is, like, hunters have trapped your friends and family, like, as the panda, and you go around and you free them, and it's like, from what they've shown us, it looks very legit. Like, the panda looks legit. Everything about it seems pretty cool.
So it says right here that Melania Trump, and I quote, said, LeBron James is doing good things in his community.
Deep, powerful stuff.
That's what I call defending LeBron James and free Melania.
Free Melania.
I had something else to say. What was it? What was it, Brandon?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So when Jake Taylor's on,
yeah,
here's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
You guys are big basketballsmen.
Yes.
You guys have big basketballs. And I don't.
Be so mad.
And I don't, because I'm not really into basketball.
Right.
I'll play out at the park occasionally.
Sure.
So I want you guys, I want to give all my grievances to basketball.
Okay.
And I want you guys to like try to pitch it to me.
Okay.
Because I have I have issues with it.
Some deep seated wounds.
Yeah. And I think maybe if you guys could maybe change my mind, or maybe show me a different way to view it.
Okay.
Because right now I see it as kind of like, everybody's switching teams. Why don't you, like, I don't like that people are switching teams. Stay to your team.
Okay.
Gotcha. I want you guys to be a unit and not switching every year.
Right.
So I want you guys to like pitch that to me.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds
like
a great
plan. Make
me
love basketball.
That's our goal. We're going to make you love the sweet, sweet sport of basketball.
Okay.
Just in time for the season.
So our second topic is a little controversy that happened recently between James Gunn, who is the writer and director of the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 and 2 movie.
Yeah.
He wrote, I don't know how much of it he wrote, but the third one, he was in the process of writing, and he was going to direct that one as well. But then some old tweets of his resurfaced.
Don't you hate it?
Do you know anything about
this?
No,
I didn't know. I don't know a ton about it.
So some old tweets resurfaced, and I could read a few, but I want to say this.
Is your brother going to be upset?
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Just don't listen. These were 10 to 8 years ago that he tweeted these.
Dang.
I'm not going to read them because they're very bad, and I'm not going to defend that.
Can you, like, screenshot them and send them to me?
Yeah. But they all have, like, weird things to do with, like, pedophilia.
Okay.
And they're all obviously jokes is what I want to say at the end of the day.
Okay.
And in his like response, he said that it was like at the time he wanted to like kind of get into edgy humor.
Okay.
And so he did that.
he got edgy. Mission accomplished.
And so then I guess he tweeted all these things, and then later on he went on to write and direct the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies. But then during the process of the third movie, these tweets resurfaced, and then he got fired from Disney and is not allowed to work on it at all. But then, like, 2 weeks, maybe like a week and a half after that, the entire, or not the entire, but most of the cast of the Guardians movies came out and like wrote a letter defending him and
I did see that.
Yeah, defending him and saying that like they don't back the tweets that he did, but they've known him for years and years and years, and that this is not who he is. But still, Disney refuses to rehire him. And then, but then this reminded me of like Roseanne Barr kind of thing too. Yeah. Her, but the only difference there is that hers was like a recent tweet.
Yes.
She like tweeted it.
Yes.
That, like in the moment, where his was 8 to 10 years ago. But then I was looking online and on Twitter news, and this thing came up about Charlie Day. You know Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
He's like the main
guy. Yeah. I know him.
Somebody asked him about it, and he said that in his opinion that like it's a good thing that stuff like this is happening because it's like refining humor, in that Always Sunny in Philadelphia has like edgy humor, but there's always a point to it, where James Gunn was being edgy with no point. Like, it wasn't satirical in any way. It was just being edgy for edgy's sake. So what he was saying is that this is a good thing for it to happen because, like, it refines humor and it shows that, like, you have to have a reason to say those things. So overall, I just want to get your opinion on it, Brandon. Do you think it was do you think it's right for somebody to get fired for something they said 8 to 10 years ago? Why didn't Disney look into this when they first hired him? And why is it, like, is it just because things have changed, like, in our country? It, like, in this social climate, and so, like, they were kind of forced, their hand was forced to do this?
Yes. That's kind of all it, I mean, I don't know, man, that's kind of weird. 8 to 10 years ago, dude, that's a long time. I was 16. Like, I was not doing good things at 16 years old.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't really reflect who I am now. I don't know, but I guess it also just depends, too, because Disney's in a weird spot with it, where it's like, some people won't look at it like that, and they're going to look at it like, this is what I'm seeing right now in this moment, so do something about it right now in this moment. And maybe that's the majority of the people nowadays that won't understand or like don't see that as like 8 to 10 years ago. That was a long time. They'll just see it as, this is who this person is. But I don't know. I think that's kind of stupid. I think it's stupid to have that hang over someone for 10 years. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I also don't know what they said. The tweet said.
But you want to do a dramatic reading?
Dramatic reading.
You can read these. Let's try it, Brandon. Let's give it a shot. Let's just give it a shot, Brandon.
Yikes.
You could zoom in on a tweet and just read it aloud. We could cut this out if you don't want it.
All right. This may be the planet version of adopting a damaged 12-year-old girl who steals your money and accuses you of molesting her. Yikes. This hotel shower is the weakest ever. Felt like a 3-year-old was peeing on my head. That's not that bad. That's just it's gross. Not tasteful, but it's not that bad. Eagle snatches kid. End quote, is what I call it when I get lucky. Yeah.
That one's
a little across the line, a little, just a little. The Hardy Boys in the mystery of what it feels like when Uncle Bernie does a bad, bad thing. Yikes.
Yeah. They're all very bad.
Yeah, I'd say. I'm doing a big Hollywood film adaptation of the Giving Tree with a happy ending. The tree gives back and gives the kid something. About to vomit as I'm stuffed with edifil and eggplant. Something, I'm assuming a noodle and eggplant. I'm Louis Armstrong, my... Not, okay. All right, that's a bad one.
You want to skip that one.
Yeah. Mary Matthews just told me about how a monkey jerked off and... Okay.
Skip that one too.
All right, cool. Okay.
Just try to find something wholesome, Brandon.
Yeah, sorry. Quote, I remember my first NAMBLA meeting. It was the first time I felt okay with being who I am. Some of those guys are still my BFFs.
I don't know what that is.
NAMBLA. It's an acronym of some sort.
I don't know. It's probably really offensive.
Probably,
you, yeah. You should be fired from any job you have right now, Brandon.
Yeah. This is sabotage.
I'm sabotaging. I made all this up just so you would read bad tweets.
Honesty is the best policy. Tell your 3-year-old you're laughing, thinking of me effing 3PO. He'll appreciate it when you're older. They're just not...
They're not funny.
They're not funny. They're not tasteful. I get it. But they are, I think, I don't know. I feel like people have gotten away with worse.
Yeah. And here's something, a point I wanted to make is like, and we can't really bring him up too much anymore, but if we look at like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
At the prime of his career.
Right.
The top of his career, he was saying things that I would argue are worse than any of
that's
that.
That's true.
But people were still laughing.
Yeah.
And he was, for a while, I think he was like the number one comedian. And obviously not anymore.
Right.
Because he touched him, his, and I can't say the P word, his
yeah,
penis.
Yeah, yeah.
In front of a lot of women.
Which is inappropriate and not acceptable.
Yeah. But I feel like the fact that he got away with it, like, why did he get away with it and James Gunn can't? Is it just because?
Yeah, dude, I think it's a weird time with, like, this. I mean, and I'm not trying to say that what he's doing was not okay or was okay. That's not the case. But it's, again, 10 years ago, that's a lot. And for the 10 years ago, that should not be. If he said that stuff now, it'd be like, whoa, that's weird to, like, just jump out of that out of nowhere. And, like, that's definitely not appropriate.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago. Gosh, dude, 16 years old. What was I doing? I was stealing a lot of stuff 10 years ago. I just
and that's on the record.
Yeah, that's on the record. Well, how old are you? I was probably like a junior. So that was probably like the prime of my idiocy.
What were you stealing, Brandon?
Anything. No, like it was a bad, bad thing. I walk into a store and then my buddies would be like, what'd you get? Without me even saying anything. Wow, that was loud.
That's just funny.
No, yeah, that like it was just. Like, whatever it was, it wasn't any, like, I wasn't stealing cars or anything like that, but it was still stealing. So it's like, I was just taking stuff. And that was what I was doing at 16. And
granted, he wasn't 16 10 years ago.
Totally. But 10 years ago, things have changed since then, no matter what. So I don't know. That feels like a bit rough. I do like that the Guardians of the Galaxy people were.
Yeah.
Like, that's, we don't approve of that, but that is not who he is.
Yeah. They all, like, wrote this big letter and then signed the bottom. And
yeah. So I don't know, dude. What do you think about it? Like,
I think he shouldn't have ever gotten fired.
Yeah.
And it's stupid that it would, like, I don't know. If they don't want anyone who's tweeted stuff like that, then why didn't they look it up when they? And I know times have changed, but, like, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like they're just doing it to please the majority of people in the moment.
Yeah.
But, like, in the end, at the end of the day, he, like, didn't do anything wrong. I don't think all that stuff was jokes. And they were bad jokes and dumb jokes, but they were jokes. He wasn't serious about any of it.
It's like this weird standard is being created of, like, the standard of you can't do any, like, morality is shifting in a very weird way in that there's so many things that people are aggressively not okay with. But then at the same time, there's so many things that people are aggressively okay with. And, like, as far as morality goes, the things that someone might be totally okay with, another person might not be. And so it's like, I guess at this point, whose bark is louder?
Yeah.
And
or here's an example. If we look back to the 80s at, like, Eddie Murphy's, the top of Eddie Murphy's career.
Yeah.
He was making all these jokes about, like, gay people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, things that now would be very offensive.
Like,
but why
have you... I've never... Do you know that one stand-up where he's in, like, that all red?
Yeah, leather, yeah, yeah. Like, that's what I'm
I've never of. Seen... And I haven't seen more than, like, 4 or 5 minutes into that because of just how, dude, it is the most vulgar thing I have ever listened to in my entire life. It's insane.
And the thing is, like, that's because it was okay for the time. And I'm not saying that what James Gunn said was okay for that time, but I'm saying times have changed and that he's changed.
Right.
So as Eddie Murphy, he wouldn't make those jokes.
Totally.
So, like, it's like a double standard in that, I don't know, maybe it's because Eddie Murphy's a comedian. And James Gunn isn't necessarily a comedian. Yeah. I don't know.
And like you said, too, Louis C.K., he had stuff that was just filthy. But he was on the platform as a comedian. So maybe that's the difference here is that, well, who knows, dude? I don't know. This is weird.
But if you look at, and this might be stretching the lines a little bit, but, like, James Gunn wrote Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a comedy.
Right, yeah. No,
he's a comedian in that sense. He's just a writer instead of, like, a performer, but he's still a comedian.
Yeah, I think it's all weird, dude. I think it's super weird. I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I can connect these dots in my head because it's all going around very quickly. But basically, I think it's just interesting how how much more information we're able to consume and how much more of an opinion we have because of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing much great come from it. Not to say that what hasn't happened, like, yes, people are getting more held under a spotlight about, you know, various types of issues that have come up and all of that kind of thing. But it seems like we're just picking people out, but not, there's no change actually happening.
Yeah.
It's like punishment without any sort of correction,
yeah,
type of thing. And so it seems like there's a ton of that happening. Like I said, punishment without correction. People are just getting, these things are coming to the surface and all this other stuff's happening. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just not seeing it from a different perspective. Maybe I'm seeing it from the wrong perspective, but it's just like, again, it's this weird standard of morality that is very interesting to me. Like, yeah. And I can probably go on this tangent that would make me look like an awful person because I'm not.
Because you are.
Because I am. And because I have not, like, I'm just thinking out loud. It's just word vomits at this point. But it's a weird time, dude. It's a weird, weird time. Yeah. Like, you have to be on the edge with everything you say. People are hypersensitive about everything.
Here's a fun game we should play.
Okay.
Let's pick a celebrity. And yeah, we won't do it now. We'll go back 10 years on their Twitter. And let's read what they had to say. Because guarantee majority of people have very, very bad things on their Twitter. I know that there's a point in my life where I, like, went back and I found one of these apps that, like, delete all your tweets. And I did that because I had things on there that, like, I changed as a person. And I looked back on those and I was like, I don't really want that in the public. So I went and I deleted all of that. Because, like, I've changed. And, yeah, I just didn't want that. Like, I didn't want that to come back. And it still probably could, but because nothing's really deleted on the internet.
Yeah, for real. And again, that's weird too, that it's just 10 years ago. Like, who was doing that much digging? Like,
yeah,
who had that much of a vendetta towards James Gunn to be like, I could have sworn.
I hate his movies.
I can find something on this guy.
Yeah, I think, here's what I think should have happened. Somebody finds these tweets, they put it out there, it resurfaces, and then James Gunn says, oh man, yeah, that's bad. I shouldn't have said that. Like, he did. He said he had a whole release about it that was like, I've changed. That was me 10 years ago, and I was trying to do this thing that didn't work, and I regret doing that, and those were dumb. And then it should have just been like, all right, cool. He apologized. Like, he's grown as a person. We can tell. But instead, he has to get fired, and he has to – I mean, his career is probably over.
Yeah, that's it.
Unless something happens, his career is over.
If he somehow – I don't see him coming back realistically. Like, as much as that letter is from the cast, which is cool, but, like, I don't see him really coming back from that. So, career's done.
Yeah,
realistically.
I keep seeing articles that are like Disney still refuses to rehire him.
Yeah, so. I don't think they will. Yeah. I don't think Disney, it doesn't seem like that kind of a company would just fall back on their words and just be like, okay, never mind. Like, we got the apology from a couple other people, so we're good. I think that they're just like, no, it's probably easier and neater for them just to be like, we're done with it and we'll move on. Like, that's that.
And his brother, James Gunn's brother, he's a secondary, like kind of a secondary character in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But in the third one, or at the end of the second one, he, like, kind of steps up and he's, like, becoming one of the main characters. And so he was going to be a big part of the third movie.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't heard about him, like, saying that he's not going to be in it still. But I don't know. If I were him, I'd be like, sorry, guys, I'm out.
That's weird, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of a tough one. But at the same time, broken record. 10 years ago, dude, that's such a long time. There's so much change that can happen. Even if from teenager to adult, yes, there's a lot of, like, real changes. You're less childish, but not 10 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? Every 5 years, your personality changes. Like, if
I look
do
back
the,
at myself 2 years ago, and I'm like, oh, I hate myself 2 years ago.
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
I always hate myself 2 years ago.
literally, if you take the personality test, I forgot what it's called, but the... You know, whatever, personality test.
Yeah.
And every 5 years, or maybe even less, but if you take that, every 5 years, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
Because you just changed that much. But I guess that doesn't matter.
Sorry, guys. We're all the same as we were when we were born. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah. And not to end it on a sad note, but you're never going to change.
And quit saying the word penis.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Espresso Boy Podcast. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler. I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas, Delife, and Holly. Go check us out on patreon.com / The Espresso Boys. Our Instagram and Twitter is @ The Espresso Boys. And go subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Big things coming.
Go on to YouTube right now. Click on the app.
It's in the other file.
Come on. You know better than that. All right, now click on the little magnifying glass, the little search icon.
Top right.
There you go. Tap on the search bar. Type in the space espresso, E-X-P-R-E-S-S-O, space boys.
B-O-Y-S.
Perfect.
Enter.
Now, you're going to go ahead and click on our icon.
He has slow Wi-Fi.
Darn.
He slash she has slow Wi-Fi.
Okay. Now click on the icon, which is our OG logo.
Mm-hmm.
Now hit subscribe. Should be somewhere right there, maybe underneath the banner. I'm not exactly sure.
They move it around a lot.
Yeah, they do the little switch around. Hit subscribe. Perfect. Thank you.
Hit the notification.
Notification button, so that way you can actually see what's happening. We're going to try to get 10,000 followers by Monday, so looking forward to that.
We love you. We thank you. And peace.